We go to Title 8, Chapter 12, Subchapter 2, Part 7, or Part 8, Section 1324 of the U.S. Code, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. And you can understand what's going on with the laws and the fact that they're being usurped by executive orders, executive order dictatorship. It's against the law to bring in aliens. It's very, very obvious when you read this information from the U.S. Code. And here's a little section. Any person who, and this is down a ways, any person who knowingly or in reckless disregard of the fact that an alien has not received prior official authorization to come to, enter, or reside in the United States, brings to or attempts to bring to the United States in any manner whatsoever such alien, regardless of any official action which may later be taken with respect to such alien, shall, for each alien in respect to whom a violation of this paragraph occurs, A, be fined in accordance with Title 18 or imprisoned, not more than 1 year or both. And it goes on. It continues. But keep in mind, in 1998, President Clinton signed Executive Order 13107, Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. It was the 50th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, formed in 1948, December 10th. Eleanor Roosevelt was behind the creation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and it became law of the land by a pen signed by William Jefferson Clinton. And certainly that is the situation we live today. Wouldn't it be nice to know what it's like to live under a constitutional republic? We have never done it in our lives. The Constitution is there in name only, to be used and utilized as they deem fit. But we're dumbed down. We aren't taught about the Constitution in the schools. We're taught about globalization.